talking on a Tuesday afternoon with our good mate Dr. Ross Walker. I'll just pop that over there out of the way. Now, talk to me about this new variant with COVID-19. We've had a few people ask questions about it. The good, the bad and the ugly, Ross?
Well, it's called subvariant BA.2.12.1. So it doesn't really matter what you want to call it. But there's now, we started off with Omicron BA.1. Now there's the 0.2, there's even 0.4 and 0.5. And interestingly, just to use the American experience, in New York in February, this new variant was only 0.2% of the COVID infections. It's now caught up to 58%. So it's really starting to take over. But the point I keep making all the time about COVID is that we've seen new strains coming out every few months. So we saw initially the China virus, as the Donald would say, the Wuhan strain, and then that's merged into the UK strain, the South African strain, the Brazilian strain, then into Delta. But we haven't seen any new strains in the last 6 months. So I'm hoping that all we're seeing is a few mutations within the Omicron strain of coronavirus that hopefully will just mutate down to be a common cold. But we still are seeing, at times, 20 to 25 deaths a day in New South Wales alone from coronavirus. But again, as I keep stressing, typically those deaths, in almost all cases, the very old, the very sick with other conditions, or the very fat. And they're the people who are really being affected by COVID. But still, it's having an effect. And I'll probably talk a bit more next week about long COVID. So this thing is still contagious. It's still being affected by all the treatments we have. We now have Paxlovid and we have Molnupiravir as antivirals in this country people can have if they fit the criteria for it. So we are controlling COVID so much better. And just coincidentally, I had my fourth vaccine this morning of Novavax. I had Novavax, my fourth shot, and it was a Novavax shot this morning because I'm going to Bangkok next Wednesday just for 5 days because I'm speaking at a conference over there. So I just want to make sure I was fully covered.
If you contract COVID and after 7 days you still don't feel real good, and you test yourself with a RAT test and it shows that you've still got, you know, it comes back positive, is that a fair test?
Oh, I think it's a fair test that there's still a little bit of virus hanging around. You're probably not particularly contagious.
Right.
The contagion really is there in the first few days that you're crook. And so this is why we like people to isolate for about 7 days and then allow them to get back to normal activity. But it's still probably saying there's a bit of a viral load in there and you're just dealing with it.
So how does that do? Because am I right or wrong in saying this? Weren't you told that once you've had COVID, there's no point in having a PCR test for the next couple of months because it's going to come back as positive anyway?
Yeah, there'll still be some viral shedding and there'll still be a positivity in that. That's my understanding as well. I'm not entirely sure about that, but I think that that's the case because there's still a bit of virus around, so you're still going to register something.
Okay, just before we let you go, to fibre or not to fibre, we keep hearing about these the benefits of dietary fibre. You've got to have your fibre. I mean, my mother was always on it to my father. Got to have fibre, got to have fibre.
Yep. Yeah, and look, fibre is so important because, and just to give you a quick overview, there's two types of fibre. There's insoluble fibre and, strangely, soluble fibre.
Right.
And insoluble fibre means that we just can't break it down at all. But what it does is provide some degree of bulk for our diet and moves the food boluses through our gastrointestinal tract. So it keeps our gut healthy by keeping everything moving and preventing constipation. Soluble fiber, however, is broken down by gut bacteria, and it actually helps regulate a whole lot of different aspects of metabolism. So this study, which was published in a journal called Cell, Host and Microbe out of Stanford University, one of the top universities in the US, looked at two specific types of fiber, a thing called arabinoxylan, or I'll call it AX because I don't want to keep saying that, and long-chain inulin, so not insulin, inulin, which is LCI. And they found that the AX came from whole grains, whereas the LCIs came from things like onions, garlics, and artichokes, which is why it's so important for us all to have diets that have good whole grains in them and also fruits and vegetables, because we're getting the fiber, we're getting the bulk to do all the things that I said. But they found that, for example, the AX reduced your LDL cholesterol and increased bile acids, which are two good things, whereas the LCI from the onions, garlic, and the artichokes reduced inflammatory markers and increased the production of good bacteria known as bifidobacteria. So there's a lot of benefits from having fiber, but interestingly, more is not better. So if you get to the point where you're getting very, very loose motions, you're actually getting more inflammation and it may affect your liver. So the dose is right. You've got to get the right dose so that you're having good bowel actions, but it's not going overboard, so to speak.
Okay. We'll leave it there. We've got to go to the news. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. As always, we thank you so much, Ross. Okay.